Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, this is Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game on 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, 4:25 kickoff for the Commanders against the Chargers from LA, which means 1:25 your pregame show and 3 hours postgame as well here on Richmond's home for the Commanders. So we heard from Dan Quinn. I'll give you my thoughts right now. You could chime in 833-804-0910 on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So through four games, Washington is a tough team to peg with dominant wins and listless losses as part of its 2-2 record. Really good article this morning by Tom Shad on the Washington Post. Here's my take. AWOD take four games into the season. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. So, Stubb, last year's motto, and I loved Dan Quinn's sayings, right? What was it for the postseason? He went from the A's to the B's.
Believe.
Brotherhood.
Be you.
And be you. Yeah. But he started the season with anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that has somehow this season morphed into anybody, anytime, only at Northwest Stadium. Last year, the Commanders saw their best home record in years. A home field advantage seemingly has started to return to Landover, Maryland with a franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Everybody wants to see him. You know, you got random folks who don't even care about the Commanders. They want to see JD5 play. And so you've seen more Commanders fans, Skins fans, football team fans, Redskins fans flock back to Landover, Maryland, right? And this season, two home games, two blowout wins, two cruise to victory in the fourth quarter wins, and a home fan base that has seen right now eight of the best quarters this team has played through four games this season, by far. But that's not going to get you into the postseason. Here's what Tom Shad wrote. The first quarter or so of the season is over, and the Washington Commanders are the football equivalent of a playground seesaw. They have appeared dominant, then listless. A defensive juggernaut, then a sieve. Unimpeded by a slew of injuries, then undone by them. Look, there are positives. There are also a lot of negatives. I do think, and Dan Quinn talked about this, the offense is trending in the right direction and does seem like an offense that will be able to compete with the best of the best in this league by the end of the season. A defense that currently will allow the worst of the worst to get points on the board. May I remind you that Michael Penix was 50% completion percentage the week before and had 0 points at the end of the game. It's hard to really know what to make of the Commanders' 2-2 start to the season. At home, they look like a playoff team. On the road, they look like a team that might have a top five pick. It's been really frustrating, the start to the season. But Dan Quinn opened his press conference with some positive news in terms of injuries. Let's take a listen to what Dan Quinn had to say.
We'll begin today with some good news. Sam Cosmi will begin his 21-day window. He got injured in January, and he has worked his ass off to get back on the field with his teammates, so it'll be great to have him back at practice. Also said I'd give you an update on Jaden. He has been medically cleared by the doctors. He'll practice full today. As far as other injuries and practice updates, we'll put out the injury report later today. And also wanted to give a big shout out and a welcome to Paul Toboni and the Nationals. And definitely
love how Dan Quinn reps all of the DMV there. Yeah, that's all I needed to hear about Jaden Daniels. Medically cleared, we'll practice in full. We got our quarterback back. And with Jaden Daniels at quarterback, we absolutely have a chance to beat anybody, even with this defense, because he could just score more points. I mean, last year this team averaged 29 points per game. They had at least 340 burgers. I don't know if they ever got to 50 stub, but they also stopped scoring on a few teams last year when they could have kept going, like against the Browns and I think the Carolina Panthers. So they have the ability to put 40 points on the board with this offense, and that should be enough to win against the Chargers if the defense can just bend but don't break once again. That was kind of the theme last year when they were on that win streak, was the defense was holding teams to field goals and Jaden Daniels would go get sevens. So we were getting sevens while they were getting threes, and at the end of the day, we certainly had a lot more points than the opponent.
Our highest score was the Lions game. It's 45.
45, yeah. I think we scored 42 probably on Cleveland.
Yeah, we got 40 on the Panthers and 42 on the Titans.
Yeah, and the Panthers game, Jaden didn't play other than that first drive.
Yeah.
And the Browns game, he didn't play the fourth quarter. We could have had 50. It shows you how good this offense can be. Now, they don't have Zaccheaus. They don't have De'Ami Brown, and they might not have Terry McLaurin, which is why we keep talking about this wide receiver room. I like bringing in Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen, for the competitive nature of the whole thing. This is a guy that's been a 1,000-yard receiver in the NFL and still feels like he has something left to give to this team here. Does that mean that he's going to come in there and contribute right away? Hell no. But he's going to push Jalen Lane. He's going to push Luke McCaffrey. He's going to push Chris Moore and Tay Martin. And look, I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here because this is an issue, but I saw this at training camp. We've got a million slot receivers and no damn outside receivers. Terry McLaurin's our only one. Debo's a slot guy. Jalen Lane's a slot guy. Luke McCaffrey is a slot guy at his best. Tay Martin, too small to be on the outside. He's a slot guy. All right, Chris Moore has been running routes on the outside. He's not catching balls on the outside. We got a million slot receivers and no damn outside ones other than Terry McLaurin, who missed all of training camp and has now what? How many games did he play this year? Two? Three?
Two.
Three games?
Wait, three. Three.
Yeah, he got hurt in the Vegas game when he didn't get in the end zone. It's something that I feel like they should have seen here in the offseason. And I don't know. Maybe they thought they could get more from Jalen Lane on the outside. Maybe they thought they could get more from Luke McCaffrey on the outside. We just haven't yet. Let's hear from Dan Quinn on what he's seen from Jaden Daniels. That lets him know he's ready to go.
Just a steadfast approach to it, Nikki, first off, to put the work in to say, okay, I got to do all the things to do to get better. And then once you kind of get over the top of that, then the throw in, the movements to go. So that's what we saw in terms of the work to get better.
It was very important, I think, that Jaden Daniels had a successful workout on Saturday. And then you lose Sunday, right? And tell the truth Monday, right? And then Tuesday, day off. And then here Wednesday, he will get a full practice in today, a full practice in tomorrow. They'll fly across the country, and he will make his return. I'm very confident about that now. Now that we heard from Dan Quinn. He could have left the door open and said, hey, I need to see how he practices today. No, he said he's medically cleared. I feel like last week Dan Quinn cleared him when he said he has hit his hurdles. And then we heard on Friday, right, well, the medical team hasn't cleared him yet. Jaden feels good to go. Dan Quinn says he's cleared him of his hurdles, his ramp up to play, which he takes so seriously, and now the medical staff has cleared him. So with our quarterback back, Washington hopefully can get back to their winning ways. But there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered about the defensive side of the ball. What do you make of the first quarter of the season for the Washington Commanders? What grades would you give the offense, the defense, and the special teams and the coaching staff in the front office? We'll answer your phone calls next and your questions here on AWOD Radio. This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Wednesday, October 1st. Anytime you hear Enter Sandman, you know it's time to talk a little Hokies football. It is time for the weekly Cowan Gates Hokies update with the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. What's going on, Bill?
Good afternoon. We're getting set for a homecoming Saturday in Blacksburg, Tech and Wake Forest. It's been a good week so far. The Board of Visitors had its vote yesterday morning, which is going to be a game-changer for the Hokies, clearly athletically. And we have good weather for Saturday, so far so good. It's been a good week.
Yeah, can you explain the details and why that's going to be a game changer for the Hokies?
Well, it'll put $229 million into the athletic department budget over the next couple of years, which means they'll be able to pay more for head coaches, assistant coaches, stadium renovations, and they'll have an athletics budget up with where Clemson and Florida State are in our league and most of where the SEC and Big Ten teams are. And the university is going to help augment the Tech athletic budget. So as they look for a new head coach for the football team, they're clearly fishing in a different pool, so to speak. They can certainly pay way more for coaches now than they could have if this had not been instituted by our board.
That's very important. But the current head coach has inspired the guys, and Phil Montgomery Jr. has taken over. Phil Montgomery has taken over as the interim coach. You know, I really did love that performance at NC State, and this is what the fan base has wanted to see, a close victory, winning a one-score game. Got a lot of momentum now as they return home to Blacksburg.
You know, it had been 3 years since Virginia Tech won a one-score football game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ridiculous. Some of it is uncanny misfortune, and other aspects of it were poor play down the stretch. But yeah, the guys have really rallied around Coach Montgomery. They certainly have some confidence. This is the team we thought we had. Tarion Stewart was unbelievable down in Raleigh, and he had been hurt the first couple of weeks of the season. And the guy we saw Saturday was the first team All-MAC tailback that we saw on tape. And then he's finally healthy, and you saw what he did down against NC State. But I think the bigger turnaround is defensively. I mean, they held NC State to 59 yards rushing. That was a very, very high-powered offense. And to go do that on their field at a Saturday night game, you know, Carter-Finley Stadium at night is very much like Lane Stadium at night. And it's a very intimidating place. And they usually win. They were 29-6 in their last 35 home games. So they don't usually lose at home. And the teams that have beaten them there, you can kind of figure out who it's been. I mean, it's a couple of those were Clemson, a couple of them were FSU, and now the Hokies went in there and got them. So great win for Monty. They got some momentum heading into Saturday at 1 o'clock against Wake.
Bill, I got to give a shout out to our guy Hokie Steve. All off season, he was talking up Tarion Stewart, and now we finally saw it. Can you kind of update the audience on what the injury he was dealing with, and is he fully good to go now for the rest of the season? I mean, that was insane 85-yard run.
So Tarion played at Bowling Green last year for Scott Leffler, who was their head coach and AKA Lefty. Scott was offensive coordinator during Coach Beamer's final couple of years. And Scott played quarterback at Michigan for Lloyd Carr, and had been a really good – he was actually a teammate of Tom Brady. He was one of the backup quarterbacks. But Lefty got into coaching and was a really good coach, was in the SEC, came to Tech. He finally got a head coaching job at Bowling Green. And he had this terrific running back last year, Tarion Stewart. And He was really good in the MAC. He was a first-team all-conference player. And when it came time for that portal to open up, we kind of had an ally. Because Lefty left Bowling Green, too. But we kind of had an ally there that knew about Blacksburg and knew about Tech. And, boy, Elijah, our coach, did a really good job recruiting him. And then he got hurt. And he was in a boot the week of the South Carolina game, kind of a high ankle foot sprain, one of the – you know, there are a lot of bones in your foot and ankle, and something was not right, and there's not a whole lot you can do other than walk in a boot and wait and let time heal it. And it took him about 3 weeks. So that was his first, I guess we could call, big game or coming out party, 174 yards at NC State.
Bill, give us your preview of Virginia Tech against Wake Forest. And Wake's coming off of that heartbreaking loss to Georgia Tech, but they played really well against what seems to be one of the top teams in the ACC right now, led by Haynes King.
Yeah, I think Wake is feeling the way the Hokies felt 1 year ago this week. Remember a year ago this week, Tech lost that game to Miami. They threw the Hail Mary pass. They thought they had it won, and the officials took it away. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay, that was one year ago this week. So you know how a team reacts when you feel like you had a win taken away. And for those that don't know, Wake had the game won. All they had to do was get one first down and then take a knee, and they're shaking hands with a victory over Georgia Tech. Well, on the play, Georgia Tech clearly jumped offside. The quarterback thought he had a free play and threw a deep pass, and they never called it offside.
And
Coach Dickert, in their presser on Monday, Adam, said, we are going to change our protocol because we tell our center, if it's clearly the guy is offside, just snap it because we'll take the 5 yards. And they tell the quarterback, take a shot. Well, if there's under a minute to go in the game and you're ahead and you're about to take a knee and it's third down, you don't take the deep shot, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because you don't need any more yards. You don't need any more points. You just need the clock to run out. Take a snap, run forward, and the clock's going to run out. And instead, he took a shot, and it landed incomplete. That stopped the clock, and then they had to punt. So Wake said, their coach said, they're going to change their protocol. Just because the other team jump offside does not mean you take a deep shot, especially late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that could happen at any – I don't ever recall seeing that before.
I actually think that happened in the Commanders game when Marcus Mariota threw the – he was looking for Jalen Lane this weekend, and okay. He missed it. I thought that the Falcons went off sides, and I think kind of that's why he took the deep shot.
But in that situation, even though your quarterback has to almost be thinking two plays ahead.
Right.
Like, all right, we're going to take a knee. It doesn't matter if they jump off sides.
Yeah.
Right. Just hand the ball off or plow forward. The key at that point is the clock. Not you got the game won. There's no need to throw a pass.
What's up with Georgia Tech against teams that need to kneel the ball? Weren't they playing Miami?
Same thing. Yeah. Well, they needed to get the first down before the knee. I will say that it wasn't. They weren't in a kneel down victory formation. They needed to run one more play. But in any event. You know, but their quarterback and their tailback got banged up in that game. And I have, you know, Wake is being very coy about who's healthy and who's not for this game. But, you know, the ACC rule, tomorrow we get the injury report. You can't hide injuries mm-hmm. in our league anymore, just like the NFL. So we will know tomorrow, and then they'll do another one Friday, and then another one 2 hours pre-kick on Saturday, if their quarterback and running back will play. My sense is the quarterback will. I don't know about the running back. His injury looked a bit more severe. But anyway, I think we're catching a Wake team that is going to be really, really ornery because of the way they just had an amazing win taken away from them. So that's probably where they are. But I will say this, too. They got 4 or 5 on the road. They play in Blacksburg this week. They go to the West Coast. They have Oregon State. Mm. Then they go. They've got 4 or 5 on the road, including a trip to UVA, and so this is a real pivotal 5 weeks for Wake Forest, also. But for the Hokies, I'll leave you with this. I had my guy look it up today. In Hokie football history, they have never started 0-3, and then be 3-3 after 6 weeks. So we're looking around the country. How rare is that? What's the last team to do it? What's the best record a team that started 0-3 ever finished? So, but to get to 3-3 would be a pretty, pretty big accomplishment for this team. And not to get ahead of ourselves, but since UVA plays Duke, right, if the Hokies win Saturday, their game at Georgia Tech will be for first place in the ACC in Atlanta next week.
Mm.
How about that?
Yeah.
But you got to beat Wake first, so we'll see how it goes. A 3-game winning streak after an 0-3 start's pretty good for Montgomery and the mental aspect of the team, and I've been really impressed with our fans, man. We talked about it at home that the Wofford game, there were 60,000 people there. We went down to NC State, and I'm telling you, there must have been 6,500 Virginia Tech fans there.
Wow,
the on the road, and it's so cool to see them travel with a team that's having a bad season a bad start to its season. But there's still time to turn it around, and I'm sure we'll have a full house here Saturday.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And you know, I keep going back to when Coach Montgomery was introduced, and it resonated with me when he said, we have a chance to write our own history. That's history, you just said. If you can go to 0-3 to 3-3, that's something to play for, something to be inspired by. And, you know, the season's not over. It's just beginning in the ACC. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
And finally, you know, just think, even if you're not a Tech fan, what does it say about the character of your guys to not quit when you're 0-3?
Yeah.
Because some kids did quit, right? Some kids opted out, entered the portal. But then the kids that stayed have now won a couple of games. So, yeah, there's a story there, but we still have a lot more of this season to go to see how it finishes.
Bill, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Bye-bye.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So every week we try to go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, and we call this segment QB IQ. On AWOD Radio.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be, and it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports. Maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, hey, that's when they stand up. puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QBIQ.
All right, so I'm going to start with somebody I think has been slept on a little bit this season because of the talk in the offseason about his back injury. And that's Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, who is second in the NFL in yards, third in touchdowns, has had a really good QBR, and just two mistakes so far with two interceptions on the season. I think he was the best quarterback over the weekend last week. 375 yards in the win for the Rams over the Indianapolis Colts. Three touchdowns, and Puka Nacua went the F off. 13 catches for 170 yards and a touchdown. It just seemed like every time Matthew Stafford dropped back, he found Puka. He found Tutu Atwell for a big 88-yard score. Devontae Adams, his new weapon that comes in, got into the end zone. I just felt like he put on a clinic of how you move the football in the NFL. He was just superb in that game. Could have been better, I think, on third downs, but for the most part, because of how they moved the football, they were dealing with like third and short situations, and he was able to convert those shorter ones. But a total of 462 yards of offense for the Rams. QB Matthew Stafford led the way. Let's go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. You know, there were a couple instances today where we were able to jump the ball, play with some tempo, and I thought Sean did a hell of a job mixing and matching those times, calling it, you know, kind of through the pass game there late in the game. And, you know, when somebody does that, shoot, man, makes me want to deliver for him. And so don't care where we start, you know, it's all about finishing in the right spot. So we did a nice job of, you know, getting three long touchdown drives, you know, throwing the football the majority of the time, doing a nice job playing with some tempo. So we've always mixed and matched that, you know, as I've been here. You know, different iterations of it a little bit, but it was big for us today. There's no question about that.
So in the fourth quarter of that game, Indianapolis took a 20-13 lead, and Matthew Stafford was pretty much perfect from then on out. 11 plays, 83 yards, drives the length of the field, takes 6 minutes off the clock, and we got a tie ball game. Defense gets a stop, one play, 88 yards, pass to Tutu Atwell. Two drives, two touchdowns from down seven to a seven-point victory. He was certainly the quarterback of the weekend. I wanted to give Dak Prescott some credit here on QBIQ. I'm not going to put him on the list, stub of quarterbacks that we wanted to honor today, but I've been more than impressed. I kind of thought he was done with all the talk that his hamstring ripped off the bone. Right? I thought he was done eating turkey legs on the sideline after beating the Commanders. He's not done. He's been fantastic. 1,119 yards. The Cowboys' offense has not been the reason they're 1-2-1. Without CeeDee Lamb. So, I mean, I just think we have to talk and highlight Dak Prescott a little bit here. He has certainly bounced back, and he looks like the best quarterback in the NFC East, and it doesn't even really feel close right now with Jaden struggling and Jalen Hurts can't really throw the ball downfield.
Well, you're not going to mention Jackson Dart?
No, he's still Jackson Park for me.
Yeah, he has been good. I think if his team could get him wins, he'd be a great candidate for comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
Because he's shown back up, and he's absolutely been where he left off.
The completion percentage outside of week one, 73, 77, 77. He's been on target. He's been accurate. And really, it's come down to, you could tell that he got healthy and worked out all training camp with his receivers and with Coach Schottenheimer Jr., the timing and the rhythm. Like, Schottenheimer Jr. knows ball, just like his daddy did.
I guess so.
All right? And so their 1-2-1 record is not because of Dak Prescott at all. I will admit, I was wrong that thought he was done in Dallas. Not if he keeps playing like that. Who do you want to highlight on QBIQ?
We got to highlight Mahomes. I think we highlighted him like 15 out of 17 weeks or 18 weeks last year.
Yeah.
And this was a game kind of worthy of that. I mean, four touchdowns. That was the most passing touchdowns on the week. How many yards? 270 yards, no picks, only one sack. Bodied. I mean, the Baltimore defense has really not shown up this year, but he cooked them up with a Xavier Worthy back. He just did a great job.
Yeah, and his average passing yards per pass, it went from 6 to 7. And that 1 yard, it kind of tells me he was taking some more deeper shots downfield. He had that long 37-yarder to Worthy. And like we said, he is awesome, but he needs somebody to catch the ball on the other end. Needed his weapon back. He got his weapon. They got the win.
He's still the best player in the NFL.
Right. And I wasn't doubting that, because it just comes down to he makes the winning time plays. Think about this for a second. Baltimore was 1-4 on fourth down. Mahomes was 4-4. It's a big part of why they won that game. Inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, Patrick Mahomes on QBIQ.
I think guys, just they executed well, and the offensive line blocked extremely well. And when that happens, you can get the football out and let guys make plays. And we had a good job as far as scheme. I knew where to throw the ball on time. And other than a few plays, I think at the beginning of the game, I thought we did a great job executing the whole day.
I want to go inside the mind of Bo Nix. I told you I wanted him to be added to my list stub after he was 29 of 42, two touchdowns, did throw one pick, but had 326 yards in the 28-3 win on Monday Night Football for Denver. The third down conversions from Bo Nix all game long were just unbelievable. He was nearly perfect. The team was 8 of 14. It felt like when they passed on third down, he was finding his receiver in rhythm, on target. I thought Cortland Sutton looked like a receiver that deserved to get paid in that game, catching everything Bo Nix threw at him. So Bo Nix so far through this season has been the solid quarterback that we thought he was. He hasn't really, I don't think, taken a step back. Certainly will want to have less turnovers 4 weeks into the season, 4 interceptions, but has done really good finding his receivers in the end zone with 7 touchdowns. And I think he's been more than a game manager this year. He went out and won that game for the Broncos, given the fact that, yes, the Bengals are awful, but I thought he was really good. And He's probably excited about the future in Denver with him leading the way. Let's go inside the mind of Bo Nix on AWOD Radio.
I thought I had good vision today. I thought I did a good job of seeing things. We had a good plan, and I was really clued into what I needed to see. And the guys just get open. We do a good job of playing a lot of guys, keeping guys fresh, and each guy's going to have a chance to get the ball and make an explosive. You never know where or who will find the football. And, it's just good to spread the ball around, because you're not going to get defenses that can hone in on one person. Obviously, Court for the last couple of years is going to get his, but, with other guys doing, similar things, it's with us moving him around, it's just harder and harder for them to, take him away, because so many other guys are doing things, which is really important and good balance for an offense.
I really did think he executed at a high level on Monday Night Football. Stubb, you wanted to add your guy, Drake May. You've been a May man, all right? And the Patriots got to win 42-13. But, to me, that was, more the defense won them the game. He only had 203 passing yards.
Yeah, but he got a lot on the ground, too. I think that he is outstanding for them. I think I want them to take more steps to help him out, especially in the receiver position. I mean, his best target has been Hunter Henry, who's like a mediocre tight end.
He finally got a good game from Diggs, 6 catches for 101 yards.
And the tight ends popped off. Trevion Henderson got a touchdown. That might be his first on the regular season. But I just think he's a great game manager. I think he's really good for the culture there. And he put up a good... I mean, he put up 42 points on an offense. You got to give a bit of credit to the quarterback there.
Yeah, I'm more like... I was impressed with them defensively. That's what I wanted to see from Mike Vrabel's boys. But this is a quarterback-driven segment, and I will say the 14 of 17, even though he didn't have the most yards, that is just terrific completion percentage. He's now done that twice this year, and oh yeah, both times they've won the game. I think we've seen the key to the Patriots winning games. Hold Drake May below 25 attempts, because you can run the ball with Stevenson and Henderson, and let him keep that accuracy. Their two wins, 82% or higher completion percentage. Yeah. We've seen what he needs to do.
And he can run it too, right? He can scramble. I mean, we're not talking about like Jaden Daniels here, but kind of like or like a Josh Allen type of scramble.
Josh Allen light. Yes. He might have more of that in his future, and he does certainly like to get outside the pocket. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. If we missed a quarterback you wanted us to highlight on QBIQ, give us a call, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Joining us right now is part of the radio broadcast and the Take Command podcast. It's our buddy Logan Paulson. What's up, Logan?
Not much, man. How you doing? You doing okay?
I'm doing great, and I loved that I heard from Dan Quinn today that Jaden Daniels has been medically cleared. Full participant in practice today. I'm so excited to get the Jaden Daniels show back on the tracks, man.
Yeah, I think we all are excited, man. I'm glad that the team took their time. I'm glad that they kind of went through the proper channels to make sure he was healthy. I know a lot of fans were concerned about, you know, some comparisons to Robert Griffin III and all those types of things. But, yeah, man, it'll be good to get him back out there because, you know, he's such an electric football player and really just like the natural leader of this football team at the moment.
Yeah, no, great stuff. Logan, I'd love for you to break down the defense for me as an amateur watching this. There's been all this talk, conversations, I think John Kime brought it up, about teams overloading one side to get players open. Can you kind of dive into that for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like with, like that's like a national, like a league-wide trend is like one of the things if you're playing zone or if you're playing man, is sometimes if you flood the zone with three or four receivers, it makes it more challenging to keep your numbers where they need to be. And so that's something that's happening again league wide. And you know, I'm watching the LA Chargers and the opponents that they're facing, like the Chiefs, for example, do that almost every critical down and distance. So I think it's something that, again, you see that's more effective versus zone. I think you know, obviously when they motion to bunches and stacks versus man, you're getting similar number counts, but those issues arise because of the picks and natural rubs that occur in man-to-man coverage when you get in those kind of tighter sets. So I think it's a tool that people around the NFL are using, and again, like you use it differently versus different coverage structure, but it's been very effective, and I think that's one of the reasons why you see everybody doing it.
Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Quarter of the season through, teams 2-2. But like I said, I'm keeping it so positive and optimistic. Can you give me three positive takeaways from the first four games of the season?
Shoot, man. I think one of the things is that offensive line. I think they've done a really nice job outside of one game. And I think despite the fact that they didn't have a lot of continuity over the course of the offseason, guys in and out, the five guys that have played the last two games have really done an outstanding job. Have there been some miscommunication errors? Sure. But I think on the whole, fans should be pretty pleased with how that group has played. And then by extension, that kind of the young three-headed monster that's in the backfield at the moment. I say young because Bill Krosky Merritt and Chris Rodriguez are young players, but obviously Jeremy McNichols has played really, really well as well. So I look at those, that kind of dynamic there, and I think there's two things to be excited about. They're efficiently running the football. They're blocking well. I think the pass protection's been pretty well for Marcus Mariota the last couple weeks too. So I think that offensive line running backs, definitely people to be excited about. And I think the other one would be Deebo Samuel, man. I think he just looks like he did 3 or 4 years ago as advertised. Yeah. His ability to get the ball in the backfield, his ability to get the ball in the slot, his ability to win on the perimeter. Again, is it the prettiest thing of all time? No, but does he have that kind of playmaker dog mentality? Absolutely. So that's been really great to watch over the entirety of the season. But, you know, like since Marcus has taken over, he's done a really good job of offsetting, you know, Terry not being in the lineup last game, and just adds such a diverse element to the offense.
Yeah, no, great stuff right there. I mean, Deebo Samuel, absolutely fourth down, got to have it, game on the line. They go to Deebo, and he made a great play in the end zone there on that catch. He's been everything I wanted and more. I struggled to find any positives defensively, though. Can you get me excited about the defense improving?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things defensively that has been a point of optimism is that when they have pressured, their pressures are really good. I think when you see Bobby Wagner on a back, Frankie Luvo on a back, some of their simulated pressures, Dorrance Armstrong specifically has been very, very productive along the defensive line. I think you see kind of Joe Witt Jr.'s version of this defense. I think, you know, last week they were a little bit more conservative. They have some injuries in the secondary. I think that affected the way he wanted to call the game, quite honestly. But I think when you look at when they're pressuring, this team is very effective. You feel that in the New York Giants game. You feel it in the Las Vegas Raiders game. And I want to see them do more of that this week, again, versus the Chargers, who have a banged-up offensive line. And when you look at, again, the second half of that New York Giants game, after Joe Alt goes out, after Mekhi Becton goes out, Justin Herbert is really under siege. And I do think that this group, when applied correctly, can create some of that same pressure, which I'm excited to watch this weekend versus the Chargers.
Logan, it's such a week-to-week league, and any given Sunday, it plays out almost every single week. It's crazy. But being a former player, is there any kind of extra motivation after a bad loss? Because it just feels like bad timing for the Commanders. Like, Washington played an angry Atlanta team. Now we're going to probably play a pissed-off Chargers team, and we're going to their building.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, to your point, I think the Commanders are going to be pissed off. I think they've come out of, you know, after the first loss, they came back against Las Vegas and looked like a different team. And obviously, like you said, Atlanta looked like they had kind of retooled, refocused, recharged, and were a very tough out. But I do think that when you look at the Commanders going to L.A., I think there's a lot of stuff that they can get corrected from the Atlanta game, a lot of stuff that they've learned from the Atlanta game, but they now can apply to a banged-up Chargers team. And again, the Chargers team are playing at home. This is a tough road trip. But I, like you said, I do think that there are times where professional football players are professional football players for a reason. They're motivated, they're competitive, and this is the perfect storm for the Washington Commanders to go into L.A. and kind of say, hey, especially defensively, hey, like, that is not the best version of this group. That's not the best version of this unit. Like, we're going to get it done. We're going to make sure that we put our best foot forward this week. And unfortunately, Justin Herbert's going to have to deal with that.
What do you think a successful game plan for Washington to go across the country and beat the Chargers would look like? I mean, Dan Quinn mentioned at the press conference today the lack of time of possession against Atlanta. I do feel like if Washington's going to win, they're going to need the ball for 35-plus minutes.
I mean, I think that's the formula that worked for them so well last year, and I do think it's something that's going to be effective. I think right now, like, this defense has been constructed to kind of play a supplementary role to the offense, and I do think that the offense possessing the football, being more efficient on third down, is going to allow for a lot of positive things. It's going to, you know, allow you to get more touches to the running backs. It's going to allow you to keep the defense on the field. It's going to allow you to affect field position in a positive way. So all of those things, I think, are going to be extremely important for the defense to, again, put its best foot forward. I think, you know, Justin Herbert's a really good football player. They have a ton of dynamic playmaking weapons. But what I do know is that if they are in a negative game flow, the Chargers this week, if they're down by 7, if they're down by 10, and they have to throw the ball a ton, I don't think they're built at the moment to do that because of the injuries along the offensive line. So I totally agree with Dan Quinn and those sentiments. I think that's something that really needs to be focused on. And again, that puts a lot of pressure on the offense. But it's also one of the reasons I think we're all excited that Jaden Daniels may play this week versus the Chargers.
Have you had a chance to watch the film yet from the game against the Falcons?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I watched that pretty much immediately after the game. Yeah.
What are a few of your biggest takeaways from the film?
I actually think like Marcus Mariota did some really nice things. Like I said, the offensive line I was impressed with. I think on defense, I think that's where maybe what you're referencing more is, I think there needs to be just a better attention to detail. And that's not saying that they weren't being attentive to detail before, but to get to where they want to be, like there's a standard of play that I think the fan base, I think the coaching staff, I think the players themselves all have an expectation for. And I think to get where that needs to be, they just need to be, hey, on this tackle, I need to be in a little bit better position. I need to wrap up a little bit more. On this coverage, I need to kind of play with my hips open in a certain way so that I can take away both routes or make a break on the football. And not that they're in bad position currently, or that the guy missed the tackle because he was in bad position. But I just think if you want to ramp it up, we're talking about inches of improvement to make a drastic result here in terms of production on a play-to-play basis. And so that's what I would look to coming out of the film, was like, man, they're really close on this play. They're really close on this play defensively. How do we get there? We tighten up our focus on the details, and we challenge ourselves to get that to get those small details done to get the larger result taken care of, which is ultimately winning the football game.
In terms of quarterback one, if Jaden Daniels returns Sunday, what will you specifically be looking for in his return?
Yeah, I mean, this Chargers defense is pretty dynamic. I think they're they do a lot of stuff that you can tell they're really well coached. They rush the passer pretty well. They blitz pretty well. They play coverage well in the back end. They match concepts pretty well. So I think what I would say is, like, what kind of game plan does Kliff have to alleviate some of the pressure? There are going to be moments where Jaden Daniels has to put the Superman cape on and go execute at an extremely high level. And he's, I think, going to be more than capable of getting that done if he does play. But on the down to down, like, how do we possess the football? How do we limit kind of these third and long opportunities to make our third down efficiency more effective? Those are all things I'm looking to Kliff to see how he gets that done, because he's really done a great job calling the football game throughout the season. You know, obviously the Green Bay game was a struggle, but I'd say three of the four games he did really a masterful job. So what does he do this week again to manage some of the exposure of Jaden Daniels? Because I also think, like, this is a perfect matchup for Jaden Daniels. I think when you look at what he does so well, you know, he scrambles, he's able to run, it really puts the Chargers in a lot of conflict, and they've had a hard time with that throughout the year. So I think it's kind of a perfect storm, but I really want to see what Kliff does and how he insulates Jaden Daniels.
Logan Paulson, follow him on social media, on Twitter, at Logan Paulson NFL, on Instagram, doing great stuff as well. Former NFL tight end, now works for the Commanders as an analyst. You can check him out on the radio network. Also, the Take Command podcast featuring Grant Paulson. Lastly, Logan, explain to us here why flying out early to L.A. you think will make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really smart move, and I think it's something that this ownership group has been in total support of, which is winning football games, right? So you get out there a couple days early, it helps you get acclimated to the time change, helps you get that flight off you a little bit. And, you know, one of the criticisms is that the team has started slowly on the road. This is a good way to help manage some of that, some of the variables associated with starting slowly, right? Can we make sure we're not fatigued? Can we make sure we're fresh? Can we make sure we're locked in? And we get a couple good nights rest before the game. So I think this is all going to be good stuff in terms of putting the guys in a position to be successful on Sunday.
Logan, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.